again, so Mishnah Zofen says that Reb Lezer in the Yikovah, you have to bury this the Petach Emor or Mutar Banasa Shetle. The Tle itself still stays by the Yisrael, because this Shitu is Yechai Bachrusen. So Kozman, you didn't give it to the Kohen yet, it still belongs to the Yisrael. Therefore, now that the Petach Emor died, there's no one to give it, so it's Mutar Banasa, the Tle stays by the Yisrael. The Petach Emor has its Kedusha, therefore you have to bury it. The Chomer say no, and sorrowfully cover, you don't have to bury the Petach Emor. Because once you amafresh the Petach, you've set aside the Seh, so now the Isser went off the Petach Emor, and you're not Chai Bach Yusin, means right away it's Beshus HaKayin. That even though the Petach Emor dies, so what? Still, Utle HaKayin, the Tle itself you have to give to the Kayin. So Mora says, Omar Rabbi Yosef, my time with Reb Lezer, what's Reb Lezer's straw attacker to say that by pidyon Petach Emor you Chai Bach Yusin? The Pesach says, Ach Poder Ti Poder, a double lotion. So, Ma Bechor Odom, just like by Bechor Odom, Chai Bechor Yusam, is Af Bechor Behemet Tumeya, Chai Bechor Yusam. And the Pesach continues on and talks about in the Petach Emor and Pidyon HaBen. Therefore, the second is just like by Pidyon HaBen, even if you lose the money, still you have to give it to the Kohen, Chai Bechor Yusam. As there also by Petach Emor, Chai Bechor Yusam. On this, Omer LaYabai, Yabai says back, if there's really a Hekesh here, Im Ma Bechor Odom Mutu Bano. Maybe just like by Bechor Odom, the Bechor itself, let have an offering even before Pidyon. Af Bechor Behema Tumeya Muta. Maybe you had it even before Pidyon, let have an offering from the Petach Emor. The Chita, maybe, Hachinam is that true. Av Yotznan, we learned. Meis Petach Emor, let's say the Petach Emor itself dies. We have Lezu Emi Yikov, you have to bury it. So what do you have to bury it for? Because it has Yisuri Hanoi on it. So here you see there is an Yisuri Hanoi upon the Petach Emor, even though it's not by regular Pidyon HaBen. Smor says, no, it could be Mayi Kovar, no way it says to bury it, Lav the Yosef Banor, not because there's a new Yisra Nor upon it. No, there's the Kasha. Mayi Kovar, Lav doesn't mean to say the Yosef Banor, so who you see that the Petach Emor has Yisra Nor, and Pidyon HaBen doesn't have it. Smor says, Loi, Yikovar Kibachor Adam, just means to say he's supposed to bury it, just like a Bachor Adam, just like in a person does, you have to bury it. So Chomor also. Smor says, if so, El Odom Bechor Hu Deboi Kfura, Pasha Deboi Kfura. Like, what kind of limit is that? Is only Bechor need Kfura. And a regular person that dies doesn't need Kfura. Any person needs Kfura. That's not part of the limit. You're not to tell me, learning out Petach Emor from Bechor, you have to bury it. It's not a special thing you have to bury a Bechor Odom when he dies. You have to bury any person when he dies. That's not the limit over here. So if you're learning it out, it must mean that it's a shver. The Chorot Saraya, that the reason why you have to bury the Petach Emor is because it's also Banor. So you see, you don't learn out Petach Emor from Pidyon HaBen. For Yoid, Tani, we learn this also, that the Moed Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer himself agrees, that the Yisroel, she yesh lo sofek Petach Emor b'teich b'isai. The Yisroel has a sofek Petach Emor in his house, again, where the mother gave birth to a Zohar and a Kevi, on which one came out first. So mafres, tle lov u'shalei, you have to keep it. You have a right to keep it. So, but I call upon him, you have to be mafresh to tleh. So here you see that the Petach Emor has some Yisurim on it. That's why you have to be poider it, even though you keep the Seh, but still you have to be poider it to take off the Yisurim. So here you see it does have some Yisurim. The Petach Emor has Yisurim. So Shrekad, learning it out from this Gezerah Shavah, from this Hekeshia, the Pidyon HaBen, just like Pidyon HaBen has no Yisurim, the Chura who are din by Petach Emor also should have no Yisurim. So Mer says true. Ever rather, Amar Rav, Rav says like this, Amar Kvar, the Pesach says, Ach Pode Ti Pode. That's the Pesach. So we dash in, Lepidiyek Shisa, there's only a Hekeshir of Pidyon, Petach Emor, to Pidyon HaBen, we get to the Loch of Pidyon, that's all. We learn that the Din Chiv Achrayis, just like by the Chomesh Kolem, by a Pidyon HaBen, that Yechai Bachrayis, the same thing, Yechai Bachrayis on the money for Petach Emor, that's all. But Lele Dovrach, there's no other Hekesh. Tanan Hossim, learned over there in Gemara Erchin, Erchin Bishaitan, the Pash of Erchin means you have to go bossa the way you were, Bishash you made the nether. Or Pidyon HaBen, Achash Loishim Yoim, Pidyon HaBen you first do after the kid is 30 days old. Or Pidyon Petach Emor Liyacha. Pidyon Petach Emor can be played with right away. Now, Pidyon Petach Emor Liyacha, is that true? You can be played with right away? Or a minute, I'll ask you a question. It says, Ein bi erchin, u pidyon haben, u v'nirziris, u petach emor, tochas mishloishim. And all these alocha, you have to be at least 30 days old. For the pasha of erchin, you say erchin alai, the Torah only says how much you're worth from 30 days onwards. Or pidyon haben is only after 30 days, nirziris is 30 days. Or petach emor mashmuzos is only after 30 days. So it's not less than 30. You must see for another element. You can do it as long as you want. If you want Kedah, the Pidgin Aden, or you want the Nazirus to go as long as you want, or you want the Petach Mor to do as long as you want, you can play it later on. But Kopon Mesmash, only after 30 can be played, but not before. So the Stira, how could you say Pidgin Petach Mor is right away? So Amr of Nachum, Nachum says like this, Lema comes to teach us, Shim Padah Yopad, would just mean to say that if the Yevid, if you made a Pidgin Petach Mor right away, the Pidgin is Chal. So Mor says, Mechlal comes out then, to benoy them by Pidgin Aden, in Padur Eina Padui. That but the Yevid, if you appoint the Aden, within 30 days is not Chal at all. So Mor says, that's true, we've never learned. Somebody's prayed his son within 30 days. So Rav Amar B'nai Padoi, he says, even by Pidgin Aben, even though he's supposed to do it after 30, but if he did it right away, it's Taka Chal. So Lechur Ritzakasha, how could you tell me now that Petach Hamor is Chal right away? Which should be Mashmah, Pidgin Aben is not. And Eretz Mashmah, even Pidgin Aben also is Chal right away. So Mor says, no. Lavit Mele, then we learn on this, that Amar Rav Rav is like this. The Kuli Yal, everybody agrees. If you want to be paid to your son and give the money to the Kohen now that the pigeon should be chal right now before 30 days, pshit, it's not chal. And like Rashi explains, the only machlokes is who says, I'll give the money now, but the pigeon should not be chal. That's the shalom is good. That Avadi can't be paid the pigeon of Ben right now, so it's good. But it's only when you make it full to be chal later. Therefore, it's good. Petyanah, Petyanah, Chamor is chal right away, but the Evid. But Petyanah, Ben is not chal right away. Rav Sheshon, 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 that you're not over right away. Rav Sheshon, Rav Sheshon, Liyola mitzvahs pigeon is taka liyater. Vadi tani ein viyach in a petach hamor, pachos oshim, shein rov rola vashloshim yoy mikan vilich biyobar. Biyobar. That means pigeon up, petach hamor taka starts right away. Just you have 30 days to do it. You have to 30 days, then you over. Mosu romi bachoma. Mitzvos kosh loshim yoy mitzvah shmo, the mitzvahs pigeon petach hamor is throughout the first 30 days. Mikan vilich after 30 days, oi padeu, either you go be poidrit, or you offer, like we learned before, if you don't want to be part of the Petach Hamor, then the Bezdom will come and chop off its head. So my love doesn't mean to say mitzvah l'shoysa koshloshim yoyim. It's a mitzvah to wait till after 30 days and then be part of it. You see, before 30 days there's no mitzvah. Loi, mitzvah l'fdoysa koshloshim yoyim. It's a mitzvah to part of it any time you want during those 30 days. Yoch yivsol mikan v'yelech. It should have said, I put that you either be pointed right now, or over 11, brother, should be over that very right now. If you tell him like you're going to do it like during the first 30 days, so she just said right after that, you over love. What does it say? I put that you are your free. So it's mashma, not mashma, yet for the first start, like after 30 days, you grab mitzvah. So the Morris says, true. Elo omarov lekashis nastira, ho rebeleze de makshi halabon le makshi. This goes according to Rambelezer that he makes the hekish of pidyon petach hamor to pidyon aben. So just like pidyon aben is only lachash loshim yoyin, who I didn't fit the pidyon petach hamor is also only up to 30 days. But the rabbanon then argue on the mishnah and Rambelezer and says no, that you're not chayiv and achrayis on the seh, because they do not learn out pidyon petach hamor from pidyon aben. If so, pidyon aben petach hamor starts right away liyalta. Now the Mishnah says, let's say the person does not want to do the mitzvah's pediyah to be paid to the Petach Hamor, so the mitzvah is offer to chop off the head, me'achura from the back. And the kovar you have to bury the tosta bano. But the Mishnah says, the chiddush here is though, mitzvah's ha'pediyah kodemus le mitzvah's areifa. You should know what the Torah really wants from us, the Hashem really wants, is to make a pigeon, to take his seh and give this seh to the Kohen, rather than making this offer, it's only b'di eved. The pasuk says, "Im loy tiftem v'yaraftoi." Mashma, if you do not make the pigeon, then you should do that raftoi, then chop off its head. And similar mitzvahs yiyado kaidem is the mitzvah sapdiyom. By the mitzvah, you have an arm of riyah. There's a mitzvah for the yodin to marry you, either him or his son. So that mitzvah comes first, rather than stop letting her go out free. Let her be paid, means let her buy yourself free. Shneimer, because the pasuk says, "Arshel lo yiyado v'heftoi." If you do not marry her, then you have to then let her go out free. Similar also, mitzvah sayibun kodemus, the mitzvah chalitza borishayna, at the beginning at least, when your brother dies, rachmonis, without children, so the mitzvah yibun, that you have to marry his wife. So the mitzvah is to make yibun marry her, and not to give chalitza. That was at the beginning. Shoyim is chavnin l'shem mitzvah. When they got married, they did l'shem mitzvah yibum. But the yachshu b'zman is there ready. Shoyim is chavnin l'shem mitzvah. Today they don't do the shem mitzvah. They start marrying because they like her, not because the shem mitzvah. So that's Kamat Rashi says like being playing him in the air for Avesh Yisach. Therefore, Amru the Chum said already that mitzvahs chalitza kedemes le mitzvahs yibum. The Bezman is there, like we don't do yibum anymore, but rather we do the mitzvahs chalitza that comes before the mitzvah of marrying her. Now, mitzvahs hagula biyodin. If you makdis something, Rashi says, you makdis shebeim atimeya bebedik abayis, and the lady wanted to be part of you, redeem it. So who could redeem it first? Is the mitzvah for the yodin, the original owner, to redeem it first? He should be first. His good, mitzvah tagula ba'odon he kodem l'chol adam comes for everybody else. Shem in the Pasuk says v'im lo yigoy avidim ke b'yarkecho, that if you did not redeem it then you could sell it b'yarkecho. And so he says that the Morris says other places that the reason is because when the Bailam himself is poiderit, then he's moist of a chaymish, the kedish will get more. Therefore the nimi l'chitchilo that the Bailam the yod, and he is the one that should be goyal, he should redeem his hegdish in order to have to be moist of an extra chaymish. Hadjun alech lakeach ubechamarei. All right, we'll stop here.